U.S. President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping will not be in Dubai this week for the climate summit, but the presidents and representatives of nearly 200 other countries will be there. China's greenhouse gas emissions are the largest of any country, both in production and consumption, and stem primarily from coal burning. The United States is the second largest emitter, largely from burning coal and automobiles. Nisreen El-Saim is a young Sudanese activist who is attending the summit and a member of the U.N. Secretary General's Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change. She tells VOA she is long past the stage of being disappointed with what she considers the inadequate action by the world's two biggest emitters of carbon dioxide.
We are currently in the next level of being disappointed because really, if they showed up or didn't show up, their actions speak about how much committed they are, which not happening.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, fresh from a trip to Antarctica, where he saw the effects of climate change on the rapidly melting continent, said we are trapped in a deadly cycle and fossil fuels are eating the planet.
Ice reflects the sun's rays. As it vanishes, more heat is absorbed into the Earth's atmosphere. And that means more heating, which means more storms, floods, fires, and droughts across the globe, and more melting, which means, with less ice, even more heating. At COP28, which starts later this week, leaders must break this cycle.
El-Saim says she could not agree more. She says despite all the warnings, the world's biggest polluters will continue to burn fossil fuels at an alarming pace for two reasons.
We are currently in the next level of being disappointed because really, if they showed up or didn't show up, their actions speak about how much committed they are, which is not happening.
The United States, however, has reduced its carbon emissions by about 17% since 2005 and has targets for steeper cuts in the coming years. China has struggled more to meet its goals in cutting emissions, in part because years of drought have meant hydropower dams cannot operate at full capacity, so more coal has been used. Its government has said it remains committed to sharp emissions cuts by the year 2030. Al-Saim says for conflict-burdened countries like our own, energy transformation is a topic for the privileged. In Sudan, where the army has been fighting the paramilitary rapid support forces since mid-April, only 30% of the people have access to electricity. And across the whole of Africa, access to electricity is only 38%. El-Saim says at COP28 in Dubai, the African slogan should be, just act.
Make it sustainable, make it affordable, but just access, not just transition.
Guterres says the solutions are well known. He says this year's global climate summit is a chance for nations to decide to phase out fossil fuels in an adequate time frame to prevent the world from rising 1.5 degrees Celsius. The planet is already on the brink of surpassing that internationally agreed upon threshold for climate warming, which researchers say could bring disastrous consequences to regions around the world, including Africa, which is one of the lowest emission polluters. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.